what you guys, Kaleran, are doing. Let us know whether you're leaving Pango, Apia. But we're going to now move on to passage weather. We're dying to get rid of these last boats so we can have a good snooze.
Okay, now those of you that are planning a Monday departure, remember we do not do passage planning, but we can give you an idea what's out there. So I'm going to first take a look at 500 millibar. Now, don't groan. The 500 trough still asserts itself from New Zealand all the way up to the islands. You have heard that a minute or so ago. It does, in fact, move a little bit to the east on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then we see a bit of a shallow ridge that's following behind it in the Tasman. Now, from this point on, the analysis that I'm going to give you, I'm using UK Met mostly UK Met, and I also use EC as well. And I do this so that you can compare what I've got here to your grid files. So, using UK Met mostly, the surface prod for Monday departure shows a lingering trough over Northland, over the northern part of New Zealand, Gulf Harbor, Marsden, all the way up to North Cape. Fresh winds, mostly westerlies up to about 20 knots. Now remember, there's gale warnings today. It is blowing very, very rough out there today. Tomorrow, it should be easing to the southwest, very, very cold, 25 knots. So, and it will continue to be rough tomorrow as well. But Monday, like I said, not bad. We have the lingering trough and essentially just fresh winds. Not bad at all. Now on Tuesday, if you get up to 33 south, expect westerlies about 10 to 15 knots. If you're going to New Caledonia, there'll probably be southwest about 15 knots southwest. Now, Wednesday, the trough that we talked about that was covering Northland, that is going to quite possibly turn into a weak depression. And that, of course, comes with cyclonic winds. However, by Wednesday, you should be at about 31 south. So the winds to New Caledonia should be west to southwest, and if you're Fiji bound, probably northwest. By midnight on Wednesday, at 30 south, which is where you should be, and if you should be there, you maintain your speed. If you can't do it by sail, do it with your motor. So by midnight Wednesday at 30 south, winds west to west-southwest about 1.5. Now Thursday, things look better. 28 south now, that's where you're going to be, right? If New Caledonia bound, expect south-southwest winds, very light, 10 to 15 knots. And Fiji bound, expect southwest winds, also fairly light. Now Friday, we get lighter yet. The low that we talked about goes away. Actually, it dissipates, and it's replaced by a high, and that will have anti-cyclonic winds. And the center of the high, I estimate, will be near 28 and 175. Now, also on Friday, you should be experiencing southeast winds if you're Fiji bound, and that's even all the way down to 25 south. So southeast winds are Fiji bound, and if New Cal bound, east northeast winds. That is going to be putting the wind, well, it'll certainly be a beat at that point. However, Saturday at 23 south, 23 south, expect light air still, easterlies now, east to southeast actually. So that's pretty good news. East to southeast winds. Again, that's Saturday. And this is around 2-3 south. Now, a possible front from the south may reach 25 south. I don't think it will get up as far as 23. But it may get up to 25. Who knows? It might go higher. But at the moment, doesn't look like it. Now, this is as far as I really want to go in terms of giving you winds. My estimates after that, I don't want to give them because I don't put a very high success rate on accuracy. So we've gone up through Saturday, and we've gotten up to 23 south. And if you've gotten that far, you'll be smelling the barn, and I think it'll be pretty good from that point on, is my gut feel. So really, from us here, good luck if you leave. And, of course, we'll update on Monday morning as you're about ready to take off, if you haven't already. And we'll see if this forecast holds. So all of this is going through on streaming to those boats that care. So we'll just hang on and see.
Spirari wants to know if Chameleon would go on the Monday window.
Well, some smart aleck wants to know if we would go. That's a very good question. Everybody knows we're conservative. We're old.
Well, we would if we waited this long.
I think if we, well, you answer.
We actually had this exact thing the last time we went to New Caledonia, and we took off in worse possibility conditions because we were getting damn cold in Opoa. So, yes, I think we would go in this particular window. I'll just check with the boss.
Well, I think we would. Again, mainly for the reason that it's getting on pretty late. I'm looking at long-range progs, and there's just more of this kind of weather is coming. And, you know, naturally there'll be another window, and more than another window. But it just keeps pushing the time more and more and more. I can remember the time we left Wellington to go to French Polynesia. And we waited until, when did we go?
Way into July. It was not August.
It was the end of July anyhow. There was ice on the dock in Wellington. And that was it for us. We just couldn't take that any longer, so we went. But good luck to you. I think it's doable. If you do go, though, you have to go and not dilly-dally. Because the winds around the New Zealand area are going to be very rough as time goes on. So if you say, oh, I'll wait another day, haven't got the muffin delivery, no, just get going if you're going to go first thing. And like I say, we'll update you at this time on Monday morning.
And continuing the discussion, another question says the GFS shows a small low over the North Island Monday. Wondering if this feature is on other models since we're looking at leaving that day.
It's showing a trough. They did show a low yesterday. Now remember, the models come in every 6 hours, so you have to make sure you're looking at the most current model possible. UK Met and EC are not showing the low on Monday. They're showing a trough, but a low will develop if you remember what I said. But you will be further north by then, so that trough should morph into a low. But by then, it won't matter because you'll be further north.
This is Monday that they're leaving.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Not sure if I heard somebody there that's for this discussion or not. Was there any questions on the radio? Any relays with any questions? No, nothing heard. And unless there's anything else, hopefully that question got answered. I'm not sure that I heard it clearly.
All right, Trish thinks I mucked it up. Okay, the question was, GFS shows a low on Monday. Do the other models show the low on Monday? Okay, the other models did show a low on Monday on earlier runs, but the most recent run, they show simply a trough. However, on, what did I say, Tuesday? I put my glasses on and see what I said. I think it was Wednesday. The other models show that trough turning into a depression then on Wednesday. But by Wednesday, we expect you to be at around 31 south. So you're going to get some effects of the cyclonic circulation, but you're not going to get the really bad parts, which are on the southern side of a depression. So,
It's all clear.
Hopefully that's clear now.
Yep. I'm just a bit slow. Alrighty, that seems about it. So enjoy the last frigid weekend that you will have, and we will be back again on Monday, and we're on the emails, of course. So cheers, everybody. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday. The frequency is all yours. ZMH 286 is clear.
Go ahead,
Anne.
Oh, yeah.